Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The Hard Shoulders Bookshelf
with the On Post Irish Book Awards, proudly sponsored by On Post.
Yes, On Post are the proud sponsor of the Irish Book Awards, and they're celebrating the very best of Irish storytelling. And this year they're calling on the power of community to champion your book club through the On Post Battle of the Book Clubs. So you need to go on their Instagram page and vote for your favourite book club, and may the best book club out there win. Looking forward to see who is the winner of that at the Irish Book Awards. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Catherine Anne Howard, whose latest novel is Burn After Reading, and she joins us to place her pick on the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf. You're very welcome to the programme. Now, I have to look at your list here, okay, because your favourite read is Jurassic Park. Your honourable mentions go to Song of Spider-Man, the inside story of the most controversial musical in Broadway history, Show Me Where It Hurts by the Irish author Claire Gleeson, and you're currently reading Chasing the Dark, Encounters with the Supernatural. It is an eclectic list.
I did try. I could have come in with, you know, 4 or 5 crime novels, but truly, and, you know, I don't like the air of judgment I felt when we were talking about this. Jurassic Park really is my favourite novel of all time. And you said what many people say to me, which is they haven't read the book, they've only seen the movie.
Okay, you weren't meant to out me. That was a private conversation.
I would have brought in one of my many extra copies if I had known, and then I'd come back next week and quiz you on it. My life's mission is to get people to read this book.
Okay, is there any of those styles or themes that connect your choices there?
Good question. I don't think so, but I just love really, really interesting stories. And I think I'm very curious about lots of different topics. I think, you know, if you write novels for a living, it's a great way to be. So I just find these little obsessions, like I'll read a book on a topic and then I'll go and read 5 others about it if I find it interesting. So I think curiosity is probably the theme.
Okay, so let's go then to your top pick, which is Jurassic Park. And it is more than a film, as I have just found out. It's a classic book. Why does it stand out as your all-time favourite?
I mean, a lot of it is to do with when I read it. Okay, so the movie came out in the summer of 1993, not to age myself, but I was 11 and couldn't wait for the movie. So convinced my mother to buy the movie tie-in paperback, which I still have at home, held together now only by sellotape and hope. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe then, and I still can't believe now, that someone took blank paper and built Jurassic Park on it. I think because it's so pervasive in popular culture, we don't actually, you know, appreciate what an incredible adventure it is. And the book is highly technical. It's very scientific.
There is science, there is suspense, there is a bit of philosophy in there too.
And dinosaurs.
So there's actually quite a lot of dinosaurs in
there.
Not
as many as you think, though. Not as many as you think. And there's a lot of adventure. I just think it has everything, and everyone should read it.
And what's interesting is that it was the movie that inspired you to go and read the book.
Certainly. Like, that's what alerted me to its existence in the first place. But I've since gone on to read pretty much, I think, everything Crichton wrote. And I'm a huge fan of his. But I just still can't believe that Jurassic Park was built on blank paper. And when I read it, I thought, if it's someone's job to sit down and come up with stuff like this, I want that to be my job. So it was hugely influential in me deciding what to do with my life.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you that. How did it shape your love for reading, or even your taste in stories afterwards?
Yeah, I think it was probably the first thriller I read. Obviously, we waited maybe a couple of years after that before we got into the murder and the autopsies and things. Although there's quite a lot of body horror in Jurassic Park as well. dinosaurs don't eat people neatly, let's say. I know it's dinner time, anyone?
Children listening, dinosaurs don't eat people at all anymore. Don't panic.
No, they're lovely. They're all like Barney. So I think it set me on the course to thrillers. And also this idea of like a big, massive saga of an adventure. Also very much rooted in reality. Like Crichton took, you know, obviously there's no Jurassic Park, but I would totally go if there was. Crichton took real scientific advances that were happening there and then, and then thought, how can I push this to the extreme? But he didn't just pull it out of the air.
I have to ask, but I kind of think I already know the answer to this one. Book or movie?
Of course book. Of course book. But the movie is also one of my favourite movies. But book. Always book.
You've also got some pretty fascinating honourable mentions. I hadn't heard of this one, I have to admit. Song of Spider-Man, the inside story of the most controversial musical in Broadway. But I'm definitely going to read it, having Googled it a little earlier. What is the book about?
It is truly the most entertaining book. This is how entertaining this book is. Sat down last night to flip through it, just to refresh my memory, ended up a third of the way in. I read it probably four or five times since it came out in 2013. It's the story of one of the biggest disasters ever to happen on Broadway, which was the creation and ultimate failure of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, which involved Bono and the Edge. So Bono and the Edge wrote the music, and the author of this book, Glenn Berger, wrote what we call the book, so everything that isn't the songs. And Julie Taymor, who people might know from the Lion King musical, was directing it. And it was...
It went wildly wrong.
Everything went wrong. There's a great quote from the New York Times review of the book that says, when the musical finally opened in 2011, all that its quarrelsome creators could agree upon was that things had gone wrong. Essentially, this is a novel or a book about why you should work by yourself. I never liked group projects in school. I would never collaborate on a novel. And this is why. Everyone set off in this project with completely different ideas of what they wanted to achieve. And I know he said it's just a play, but when you are in that, it feels like life and death. And
it's humorous, it's
hilarious, not for anyone in the book experiencing what's going on, but as a read it is absolutely hilarious. There's an anecdote in there where they're having a meeting and Bono's like, I'm so sorry, I have to nip out, and he comes back in and he's been like talking to the Pope about something on the phone, as you do. So it's hugely, hugely entertaining, and you will find yourself going down a YouTube rabbit hole of clips from the show, and I just can't recommend it enough.
I take it closed pretty early.
It actually survived 3 years, but the reason it closed in the end, to huge losses, like it made no money, they couldn't get insurance because so many of the cast members had been injured due to the aerial stunts, like cable snapping, all sorts of shenanigans. It wasn't just that the show was not good, it was cursed.
Okay, do you think it changed the way you see theatre or see creative projects in general?
I do think, I'm not a huge fan of musical theatre, so I wouldn't have had much of an insight in it before I read this book. But I do think that even when something is bad, so when we watch a TV show or we listen to an album and we think it's the worst thing ever, everyone involved was trying to make something good. Everyone
and they were probably convincing themselves it was good.
I'm sure at some point they had to start convincing themselves rather than believing it. But everyone is just trying. No one sets out to make something bad. That's how I would.
Let's move on to your next choice. Totally different, and a book that I read on holidays during the summer. Show Me Where It Hurts by the Irish author Claire Gleeson. I mean, this is a real shift in tone, yeah, completely. This is really personal and really reflective. Tell us briefly what the story is about, because the story is kind of unveiled in the first chapter, and why it stood out for you.
Yeah, so I chose this one because I was reminded of it last week when the shortlist for the Irish Book Awards were announced. Claire Gleeson is nominated for this book in the Best Newcomer category. And also the last book I actually read was Deadly Silence, which is the true story by Jacqueline Conley of the murder of her sister, Clodagh Hall, and her children by her husband. So this is about a similar family annihilation situation, but the husband basically drives the whole family off a road into a ravine, but the parents survive. So the tagline of this is, how do you survive the unsurvivable? And it sounds like a very sort of heavy, depressing, you know, novel about grief and trauma. And it is about grief and trauma, but it is done in such a controlled way. It's stunning that this is her debut novel. And I think it actually ends on a really hopeful note. And I just think this is what fiction is for. I've often been criticized for using real life cases as starting points in my novels, but I think this is what it's for, to help us figure out how to answer the question of why do these things happen, when the real life situations can't possibly give us those answers because maybe there is no answer. And this is something she's exploring in this novel. I really highly recommend it.
Yeah, because it's not really her grief per se. It's her survival of it that's the story,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. And there's so many things, like I was just, you know, flicking through it last night and, you know, you never see in novels, if something horrendous happens to you, you still have to go to the supermarket. And it's that kind of reality of like just the day to day living inside this bubble of grief and trauma and, you know, the unimaginable. And I just think she did an amazing job at this.
Does what you read or what you choose to read reflect your own mindset or where you are at any particular time?
I really hope not, because I read a lot of very, very, very dark crime novels and big on serial killers. You know, someone asked me as a crime writer, how do you kind of leave it behind you at the end of the day? And I said, I don't. I put on something on Netflix about a serial killer instead. Like, it's not something that gets to me,
okay.
I don't think.
And I don't feel it physically.
I don't take it on.
Wow, what a skill. I would love
I'm dead
to be
inside,
to
basically.
You are currently reading Chasing the Dark, Encounters with the Supernatural.
Yeah.
So,
for the
is
week
that
that's
about,
in it.
For the week that's in it, of course. Is it about the supernatural? Is it about people's encounters with the supernatural?
It's about both. So it's like, in summary, it's a biography of a man called Tony Cornell, who was a paranormal investigator. He spent 50 years investigating, you know, all sorts of things, mediums, poltergeists, but he was a skeptic. And I am too. Like, I'm an atheist. I think when we die, the lights go off and that's it. But I have had experiences that, you know, really science can't explain. And we've all been in a place that feels a bit creepy and, you know, there has to be something there for it. So he went into it looking for scientific explanations. I'm only a little ways in, but I will say, don't read it at home by yourself at night, because some of the stories in the book, which really did happen, are truly terrifying.
Okay, or if you're somebody like me, just don't read it at all. Just live in a world where the supernatural doesn't exist.
You can do that too. Fair enough, fair enough.
Does what you read as an author, as a writer, does it influence what you write? Or vice versa?
I think like books are made of other books. I think everything kind of goes into a sort of creative well and then you find something in there. I do try and avoid reading novels when I'm writing a novel because I am terrified of transference, that I might start, you know, you might pick up a voice or something and slip it into the novel and without realizing you've done it. So that's why there's a lot of nonfiction on this list, because I just finished a book. So I've spent the last few months trying exclusively to stick to nonfiction and rereading Jurassic Park for comfort. Because I think I'd notice if I put a dinosaur into a crime novel.
If we ever see that, we know what inspired you, Catherine. Well, Catherine Ryan Howard, thank you so much for coming into us and putting your books on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf this evening. It was really lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.